kind of a season wrap-up, unless you have any other questions about yesterday. It's a, you know, as I told the guys earlier, it's a, each year, you know, the turnover in throughout the league is, you know, close to 25% or so. So it's never going to be the same group of men. We had a good group. We had a good year. You know, went from 7 wins to 12 wins and had a lot of great moments throughout the year, a lot to be proud of. Certainly, you know, I thought our fans were awesome, whether it was at home or on the road. They were, the Raider Nation showed up. And then we had an abrupt ending that kind of leaves that taste in your mouth where, you know, as I told them, I'm not happy about it. We should expect more, and I'm going to demand more. And we'll evaluate everything. That's what you do this time of year. We'll have our after-action review. We'll speak with, you know, the staff goes through a really comprehensive, you know, review of what was and what we can do better. And we'll analyze our schemes and make sure we're doing the best we can with the players we have and then evaluate our own roster and then get on with building the team stronger and preparing for next year. And that's kind of where we are. You go from, you know, getting ready for the next opponent each week to shifting gears and then, you know, now getting into off-season mode like the other 20 teams that were already here. And so that's how we're going to go about our business. You know, have a good, thorough evaluation and then move on to next. You know, we'll catch a little bit of a break here. You know, after a few days of work, we'll get a little bit of a break to kind of decompress from the season, and then we'll charge forward. So with that, questions.
Any team that doesn't win the Super Bowl starts the evaluation process of how to close that gap. What do we need to do to be that team? Is that a harder evaluation for you guys because of what happened with Derek at the end of the year? I mean, do you even know what that gap is for you?
No, I think you attack that the best you can. I mean, you evaluate who you are, what you are, look at the things you can do better, things that, you know, areas where you feel like you can strengthen, and then you don't always get your wish list. You know, you try and strengthen the best you can. You don't always get your wish list. But to me, it's a never-ending process about, you know, building yourself as strong as possible and preparing for the next opportunity.
Is there more of a psychological thing to deal with Derek's injury than maybe you anticipated since that?
I don't think so. You know, we didn't really talk about it much, but you know, 2 weeks ago, man, we had a bug hit us prior to that Denver game. I think a little bit of what looked like a flat effort was more due to 30 guys being, you know, having some kind of illness going into that game. And we had, you know, it was a rough weekend. Players and coaches going down. So I think that was probably more involved in that type of feel that, you know, there just wasn't, you know, the normal zest and energy. I thought our guys did a great job all year of playing with great effort. You know, I mean, you know, we've learned how to fight. I mean, we've learned how to compete, stay in it. Even when things weren't going well yesterday, there was never a lack of energy and guys going for it and continuing to sacrifice themselves and their bodies and play really hard. So that part to me has gotten to a point where it's, I mean, you will always push for it and never take it for granted, but it's gotten to a point where we're seeing that sustained.
I think you've been asked before if you felt like this year you were ahead of schedule going from 7-9 to 12-4, but when you look at the season and where you came from last year, how do you evaluate it? Do you feel like you made a ton of progress?
Well, for sure we did. No, for sure. There's been a great deal accomplished. There's no question about that. But is it enough? No. You know, I want more. We want more as an organization. Our goals are higher, so that's not going to change. But we're not going to pretend like it wasn't really good. I mean, you know, you win 12 games. It's hard to do in this league. You know, won 6 in a row at one stretch. And you know, never really had back-to-back losses prior to yesterday. A lot of really good things are going on and are going on. And so we want to build on those, recognize where we need to be better, and there's several areas we must be better in. And and just, you know, kind of own up to it and roll up our sleeves and get busy.
Jack, you said, I'm going to demand more. What more can you demand out of PK?
Oh, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you know, areas where we're not as strong as we want to be and intend to be, to make sure that we shore those up. And, you know, we made great strides, but there's still work to be done. So it's throughout. It's not like there's any one area where I feel like I can just say, yeah, we've arrived. I don't feel that way. I feel like we have a really good team, and I feel like there are many areas where we can improve and must improve to be the kind of football team that I want us to be.
Where does pass rush rank on that area?
Yeah, I would say in particular, interior pass rush is critical for us to get that going. We were not nearly effective enough. I think Stacy had the 2.5 sacks in there, and Mario, you know, we got Mario back late, and he wasn't a huge factor. Hottie wasn't a huge factor. Danico played with that wrist all year, and he wasn't. I didn't feel like we got enough inside push. That's going to be an area for sure. You know, we're going to have to be better and do better.
You brought back all your assistants last year, which doesn't really happen that often in this league. You know, where the turnover is not,
yep,
where there's no turnover. Do you anticipate something similar this year? Or do you know?
Well, we'll see how it goes, you know. Opportunities come up for guys. You know, we were able to get that done last year, and we'll just, you know, see how that breaks for us this year. So, got a good group of guys, you know, they work hard, they care. So, yeah, we'll see where that goes.
Were you happy with the strategy for both coordinators to the end of the season?
Well, you can always people always want to get into play calling. That's the first area that everybody that plays Madden thinks they have it figured out, you know, so. I can't worry too much about, you know, those type of things.
The defense made some progress. You started the season, but it seemed like it kind of maybe leveled out at some point. What was just kind of your overall assessment of how the defense played?
I thought we played really well early in games, really well late in games, and got turnovers throughout games. And that's what enabled us. That was part of what helped us win 12 games. What we didn't do particularly well is, and we closed the halves well, first and second half. but there were far too many explosive plays allowed this year, and whether it be run or pass, and that's, you know, that's an area that must be addressed. You know, so that might be the number one thing that we must do better going into 2017.
For a group of receivers that are pretty talented, you get an inordinate amount of drops this year, beginning to end.
I'm not sure what the numbers are yet. I haven't looked at the, you know, the final tally, but I would say there are more than I'm comfortable with, more than we should have, and that's certainly another. You could add that to the list of things we're talking about here, of areas that are obvious areas that must improve.
Amari's production kind of dipped over the second half. Why do you think that was?
Not sure about that. You know, last year I think there was clearly a little bit involved with his foot. Don't believe he was dealing with a similar type of injury. And, you know, whether it's as we evaluate ourselves and go back and look at it, whether it was what they were doing to us or what we, you know, weren't doing to provide those opportunities for him. You know, it's just, you know, which was it? You know, was the guy he was going against good enough to get him slowed down? Was it scheme? Was it design on our part? And those are all things that have to be looked at in detail as we go throughout the offseason.
You talked about too many explosive plays. That you have an idea of why that was the case?
Explosive plays, whether you like it or not, they always come back to the secondary. Because the front line, even if you have a front line that it's full of holes. You know, the back end has a chance to cap the play before it goes explosive. So, you know, runs that get out big time typically have to do with a missed tackle, poor leverage, a missed assignment, you know, something in along those lines. And in the back end, obviously, you know, balls go over the top of your head or missed tackles, or missed assignments lead to explosive passes as well. But Yeah, I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, it's, you know, DB coaches, you know, we'll talk about it all the time. Like, yeah, you know, we're the ones, you know, when you're playing out there on that island, I mean, there's no hiding from it. You know, you're there. That guy gets behind you somehow. Everybody in the stadium can see it. So, you know, there's really no sugarcoating that.
With the quarterback issue, the injuries, there was probably expectations talk that the defense had to step up. And yet, one of the problems, I guess, is that if the offense doesn't have the ball enough, the defense sort of wears down. What did you think of the defense yesterday?
Well, I talked about it a little bit yesterday after the game. I thought that I thought it was a little bit of a microcosm of the year, where there were some really good moments in the game. I thought there were, you know, terrific three and outs and series where it was exactly what it should look like. And there were a couple of leverage issues, misplayed balls that end up going big, you know. A run that's bottled up that kind of works its way around the perimeter, you know, a ball down the sideline. There's just a couple things that just, you know, where big plays got away, and it mars what otherwise was really pretty darn good. You know, a lot of tackles for loss, a lot of shedding blocks and toughness in the trenches and playing hard and those types of things. We're pretty good on third down. So, but you know, at the end of the day, those things, you add those up, they're what determine the difference between really special or, you know, just solid, played hard, and, you know, not quite enough.
Anyone you know of have any medical procedures planned for the offseason? Surgeries or anything like that?
Rod brought me up to date on that, and I don't have anything to share right now. I think there are a couple guys who are going to get some MRIs tomorrow and determine whether or not surgery is needed. And, you know, there might be a couple, like, cleanup things that are going on, but I don't know if there's anything major right now.
Would you expect Derek to be ready for mandatory minicamp? Do you have any sense of that?
I don't yet. I don't know yet. I know he was thinking, you know, I'm going to play in the Super Bowl. You know, you guys get there, I'm playing. And so that being the mindset, obviously, you know, he's coming along nicely. So, you know. I don't want to guess on anything, though, and then if he's not there, then you're asking me why. I think we'll see. I think he's got time to do it right, recover the right way, and you know, we expect he'll be back at full strength, you know, soon.
Jack, how long does it take to flip the disappointment of how abruptly this season ended into excitement going into next year?
Well, got, you know, like less than 24 hours out right now, so it's still a little raw. But we'll definitely be able to look back and be proud of what we accomplished this year, and then let that sting that you feel from having it end the way it did be a reminder of how hard you need to push, you know, how much work is in front of us, and let that fuel, you know, the type of off season we need to have.
At 13, I think, unrestricted free agents and guys like including Murray and Holmes and Malcolm Smith. And do you anticipate, I think, some of those guys would be signed before the free agency period hit and you re-signed the contract?
Well, I think the first part in that process is to evaluate the roster real thoroughly. You know, we'll begin that process now as a staff, meet with Reggie and his people, and Reggie and I will talk it through, and you know, that's kind of how we do it. And we'll have decisions to make, I'm sure. Want to keep as much of the nucleus. We have a good young nucleus of players here. We want to keep as much of that nucleus intact as possible. And so that'll be the plan, you know, going forward.
Somebody like Holmes, who yesterday comes up really big as a receiver when you needed it, and then he's involved in a couple of those plays down the board where he almost batted it back out of the end zone.
Right.
He downs one of the five. I mean, he's an unrestricted free agent. Yeah. I guess everything goes to the evaluation. That last game must count for a lot.
Oh, yeah. No, it all counts. Yeah. It all counts. And, he's been a really good player for us. So, those are the kinds of decisions, you know. You can't keep everybody. You can't pay everybody, especially once you start paying your quarterback what he's going to end up making, which I'm sure will be a pretty nice amount. But, you know, so we've been fortunate in the last few years. We've been able to, you know, do more other places because we didn't have a lot put in the quarterback number. So that as that number goes up, it'll limit some of the things you have to do.
Reggie said that this thing is built to last in terms of that you guys...
I like hearing that.
Is that something that you see with the way that kind of contracts are structured here and the young nucleus that you have that you can...
Well, that's part of our responsibility to build it the right way and build it so that it can last. And, you know, nobody wants to take one swing and hope that you have the magical year one time. I think you want to, you know, build your roster strong and build your team strong and build the culture strong so that, what you're able to put in and put together is a roster that can go out and compete at a championship level, you know, year after year. And that's what the goal is. So, you know, that's where we are in terms of a football team is raising the expectations, creating a culture of can-do, a lot of sacrifice, a lot of, you know, adhering to the process that we talk about all the time of how we recover, prepare, compete, and, you know, continue to build the roster strong and then go out and compete the way, you know, the way we've learned to.
Is good.
Is this thing with before the Denver game, when did this illness thing come on?
I just never spoke to it because I didn't want it to sound like an alibi.
Yeah.
You know, and I still don't want it to sound like an alibi. Mm-hmm. That's why it never came up. But, yeah, I mean, we had some flu mixed in with a lot of colds and a lot of people. So... Didn't sound very good on the plane ride coming back, that's for sure.
Did he get you?
Just a sniffles and cold type thing. I didn't ever have the flu, but let's keep that from happening.